Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at something that doesn't get nearly enough attention in SME circles, bias inside the AI tools your team is already using. The article is Bias in the AI Tools You Already Use, a Plain English Audit for SME Owners by Brett Allegre Wood.
And the key word there is already. A lot of owners think AI bias is something to worry about if they ever build their own AI. But that's not the situation most of us are in right now.
Right. If your hiring software ranks CVs, your CRM scores leads, your support inbox drafts replies, or your accounts tool flags risky invoices, you're already letting AI weigh in on real decisions about real people.
That list is longer than most people realize.
It is. And bias isn't a warning light on the dashboard. It shows up as a quiet, repeated pattern in the outputs. Brett uses an example from his tire business, Dara Tires. If a booking tool kept pushing certain jobs to the back of the queue, the bays would eventually tell the story. AI bias is the same thing, just harder to see because it hides in software.
So what kinds of tools are we actually talking about? Give me the specifics.
Four main areas in the article. Hiring and shortlisting tools that keep favoring the same schools, names, or people without career gaps. Lead and credit scoring that rates people lower based on their postcode or how they found you, chatbots that handle some customers warmly and others stiffly, and pricing or forecasting tools trained on old data that no longer matches who's buying from you today.
The postcode one is interesting. You'd never consciously say, ignore leads from that suburb, but if the model learned from your last 5 years of converted customers,
it just repeats the pattern. The tool isn't broken. It's doing exactly what it learned. That's the uncomfortable part.
So how does an owner actually check for this? Most people assume they'd need a technical background.
And that's exactly what the article addresses. Brett lays out 5 steps that anyone can run over a coffee or two. First, list the tools and the decisions they influence. Who gets shortlisted? Who gets the discount? Who gets the fast reply? If a tool affects a person's outcome, it goes on the list.
Already useful. Keep going.
Ask what data the tool learned from. You don't need to see the code. Just ask the supplier what examples trained it. Old hiring records, past customers, historic prices. All of it carries the assumptions of the time it came from.
Which for a lot of businesses was a very different time.
Then spot check the outputs. Take 10 or 20 recent results and read them like a fair-minded human would. Would you have made the same call? Do the same kinds of people keep landing at the top or the bottom? That third step is the one most owners could actually do this week. And step 4 is the one people miss. Look for who never shows up. Bias often hides in the candidates who get filtered out before you ever see them, or the customers the tool decided weren't worth chasing. The invisible ones. That framing helps. Step 5? Write it down. A simple list. This tool, this concern, this example. That document is your audit.
Who should own this? Because AI bias audit sounds like it needs a specialist.
The article is clear on that. Give it to someone who already understands your customers. An ops manager or office manager often fits better than your most technical person. Judgment matters more than coding here.
That's reassuring. And how often?
A proper look when you first adopt a tool. A quick review every quarter. And an extra check when the supplier ships a major update or your market noticeably changes.
Right. So you found something. What do you actually do?
3 options, and most fixes are smaller than people expect. First, adjust how you use the tool. Stop letting it auto-reject candidates. Treat scores as a suggestion, not a verdict. A human signs off on anything that affects a real person. Second, feed it better data. Give it a wider, fairer set of examples going forward. Third, add a defect point. Put a person where the decision actually lands.
The checkpoint is cheap and fast. That's where I'd start.
And Brett connects this to how Anabu AI is built. AI that augments your team rather than replacing their judgment. The technology takes the grind off your people. It doesn't turn strangers' futures to a black box nobody's checked.
What's the one thing a listener should do this week?
Take 15 minutes and list every AI tool your business uses and what decisions it touches. Just the list. That's your audit started. For me, it's the spot check. Pull 20 recent outputs from one tool and read them like a fair-minded human. If something feels off, you've found your first thread to pull. The full article is at anabu.ai. Worth the read, especially the 5-step section. And if you want this working in your own business, there's a free AI audit available at Anable. A plain English look at the tools you already use and where they might be quietly working against you. No jargon, just a clear picture of where you stand. Worth a look.